This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A major Pentagon report on the future of the U.S. military must be submitted to Congress by Monday. The Quadrennial Defense Review outlines U.S. military requirements over the next 4 years and summarizes U.S. defense strategy. The review was completed almost entirely before this month's terrorist attacks, and some analysts say the report needs to be rewritten. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jeltom reports.
Every 4 years, teams of senior military officers and defense planners are supposed to figure out how big the U.S. military should be and how it should be organized in order to defend the country. Congress mandated the review in part to help it consider the Pentagon's budget request. The report has yet to be officially released, but Lauren Thompson, a defense analyst at the Lexington Institute, has already identified a fundamental flaw. The review was done in peacetime.
Everything that we thought we knew about the defense budget 2 weeks ago is now meaningless. The reason why is because we're confronting a threat that wasn't in our plans, and it's going to require unconventional capabilities that traditionally have been neglected. So we're going to have to rethink our plans, our budget, our organization, and see whether we need to adjust them in light of this new reality.
The defense review assumes the United States should be able to fight simultaneously two major wars along the lines of the Gulf War, and it outlines the forces theoretically needed to do that, how many troop divisions, for example, and how many aircraft carriers. But suddenly the U.S. military has been asked to gear up for a new kind of war, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld doesn't know whether it'll be major, minor, or something in between.
That's a very good question, and I am afraid the answer is only time will tell. Until we see how this unfolds and get a good sense of its demands on manpower, it's not possible to know whether it fits in lesser contingency or something somewhat larger than that.
The old war planning formula assumed enemies would face the U.S. militarily more or less symmetrically, soldier against soldier. But Andrew Krepinevich of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments says the attacks on New York and Washington this month show the U.S. military should prepare instead for different adversaries.
They're not going to fight our tanks with their tanks, our planes with their planes. Terrorism is a kind of asymmetric threat. I think over the longer term, what enemies will do is to put the forward bases out of which Americans operate, the ports, the airfields, they will put them in the crosshairs. And if there's an Omaha beach in the 21st century, it won't happen on the sands, it'll happen at those ports and airfields.
Strategic planners here are frantically trying to figure out what a war on terrorism uniquely requires. More intelligence gathering capabilities, for example, more commando units, and more search and rescue teams. Such capabilities are likely to be strained in the coming months, says Lauren Thompson, because the military planners didn't foresee what the United States would be facing.
It's prohibitively expensive to be comprehensively prepared for every conceivable threat. So what we tend to do is make what we consider to be prudent assumptions, and on that basis, buy only a handful of some systems. If a threat arises that requires more than a handful, well, then we're in trouble.
On the other hand, maybe the military won't need as many tanks as it assumed back when no one knew that defending the U.S. homeland and fighting terrorism would be top priorities. Analysts expect defense spending to jump in the coming months. Andrew Krepinevich says some military leaders may see an opportunity to get money for their own programs, whether related or not to the new security threats.
They were facing a shortfall, a mismatch between what they were trying to do and the funding that was going to be available. And I think there'll be a temptation to sort of stretch the definition of homeland defense and counterterrorism to fit a lot of other systems, capabilities, and programs as well.
Krepinevich cites an example. A warplane takes off from an aircraft carrier to bomb a terrorist training camp. The Navy could then argue that aircraft carriers are vital to the counterterrorism effort, and members of Congress might now be hesitant to debate the point. Tom Jeltom, NPR News, The Pentagon.